Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. on a Friday morning. All the regular Friday features coming up. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday. We're going to talk about some Seinfeld cultural references that need to be explained to younger people. We're going to rank all the Terminator stuff. And we're talking about books that everyone should read. It's also Peanut Butter Lovers Month, so we'll jump into some of that, too. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. You get your Fly Jam requests in. And also, joining us right now, and if you have questions or concerns about consumer-related issues, Herb is here to help you out. It's 312-981-7200. Herb Weisbaum joins us. He's the Consumer Man, consumerman.com. And Herb, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick. Happy Halloween.
Same.
It's still Halloween in my time zone.
Yeah. Well, we had a nice snowy Halloween here.
I heard. Yeah. I heard. We're really cold. Really, really cold.
Yeah. It's
all right. No snow.
Oh, well, happy Halloween to you. Enjoy the rest of your
Thank
night.
You.
So tell everybody about Herb Weisbaum as we do every month.
Sure. I live in Seattle. I cover the consumer beat for NBCNews.com, and I work at a local radio station here in Seattle, KOMO, and I try to warn you about the scams and steer you away from the ripoffs and get you good deals and good buys and just make you smarter consumers, because that's the way we survive in this world. You got to be smart. You got to look out for yourself and protect yourself, and that's what I try to do.
All right.
I have a website, consumerman.com, which you can check out, which has all my NBC stories listed on there, and it also lets you sign up for my weekly newsletter where I share with you all the information I have, and also the podcast from Nick's show every month.
There you go. And the newsletter is indeed free, and people can sign up for it if they are interested.
Yep, totally free. And every time I'm on the show with you, Dick, we get about 25 people from Chicagoland joining the party, and I'm very glad to have that happen.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys, for doing that. And, again, just go to consumerman.com. And if you have any questions for Herb, he's here. He's here to help you out. You can text them in or call them in right now at 312-981-7200. Some interesting stories to talk about this month, Herb. The first one is this how fake news stories about Meghan Markle and Kelly Clarkson are used to sell diet pills and wrinkle creams. What's going on there?
Yeah, and those are just two of the many fake ads. It used to be, and I warned about this many years ago, that there would be fake ads, fake news stories designed to sell products, diet pills, wrinkle creams, that sort of thing. And they look like a real story, but they always had something like News Center 4 or Diet Health Today News or something like that. But now they've taken it a step further, and these scumbags are literally faking the news sites, reputable news sites, Today, NBC News, CNN,
wow.
ESPN, People, U.S. Weekly, that sort of thing. And so when you're on the web, sometimes you get these pop-ups that have like other stories that might interest you.
Yeah.
And my friend, Edgar Dworsky, who runs a website, a great website called consumerworld.org, saw one that he just wanted to find out more about, and it said, Kelly Clarkson forced to lose 50 pounds for her new talk show, Breaking News. So he clicked on it, and he went to an article that looks just like a Today Show story.
Wow.
Today Show logo, the whole routine, Kelly Clarkson. And he went down this rabbit hole, and eventually, after going down it, he found out that there was an ad on this thing for diet pills. It was the keto diet, and that's what this whole fake news story was designed to do, to sell you this product. I tracked down a whole bunch of these. There's one for Meghan Markle for wrinkle cream. There's erectile dysfunction pills. There's a lot of things that mention Dr. Oz. There's one that Tom Hanks supposedly found the cure to diabetes. So all of these things are very, very questionable. They all end with an advertisement, but by that time you're sucked in and think, well, I'm dealing with a legitimate news site here.
Right.
Today's Show or CNN or ESPN. So it just must be an ad that's associated with that. And the problem is that if you go down to the ad, first of all, most of the testimonials are fake. I spent the time to go through the testimonials at the bottom. First of all, most of them, when you clicked on, went to a Facebook page that said this site has been disabled. So most of them are totally fake. Some of them are on every single one of these ads. The same person loved every single one of these products.
Uh-huh.
And one of the ones, I actually did a Google search for the face, and it turned out to be a guy who was on a stock footage website labeled bald-headed black guy with bare chest. and he was a guy that loved a lot of these products.
Right,
so it gives you some idea of how honest this thing was. But what happens is they all offer you a free trial offer. So you're going, okay, that's not a bad deal. I get a free trial offer. All I have to do is pay $4.95 for shipping and handling. In order to do that, you've got to give them your credit card or your debit card number. And that's where they get you. Because Edgar went through and did what most people wouldn't do. He clicked through and read the terms and conditions of that free trial offer. And for many of these things, the free trial only lasts for 14 days, which means that in most cases, you won't receive your product before the free trial period ends, because they'll make sure that they don't ship you the product right away. Mm-hmm. So you get the product, and automatically you're then billed $89.99 for your supposedly free trial, and you didn't read the fine print, which says you're automatically signed up for a subscription that you'll be billed $89.99 for a new supply of this stuff every month until you cancel, which is not the easiest thing in the world because these people are usually incredibly difficult to find. So that's what this is all about. That is the latest scam these guys are doing.
Man, how did they do that? How do they replicate things? I mean, obviously they work very hard at these scams, but man, I mean, how do they end up doing that?
I mean, I don't know the technical, but I sure know that everything on the web is copyable. I mean, anything can be spoofed, anything can be copied. The one giveaway, and at this point in time, they haven't figured out a way to change it, is if you go to the URL at the top, the website at the top, and you're on that Kelly Clarkson Today Show page or the Meghan Markle People, it won't say people.com or NBCNews.com or today.com. It will say something like, today's healthylifeupdate.com was the one we always found.
Healthy. Right.
So if you look at that, that's a dead giveaway right there. Hopefully you don't fall for these things to begin with, but if you check the menu buttons, if you click the menu buttons, so if you click on like local news or political news or business news, it doesn't take you to those things. It takes you another ad for the product. Same thing for the testimonials. The few that worked, if you clicked on the testimonials, they took you back to the ad. So that's a pretty good warning sign that you're not on a bona fide website. But the key right now is to check that URL. It may have the familiar logo, but the web address is not what you would expect it to be for that genuine news site it is on. So just be really, really. And these things, I'm telling you, we talked before on the show about these free trial offers. Better Business Bureau said they received nearly 9,000 complaints about these offers in the last 12 months. Again, once you sign up, they're almost impossible to stop. Your credit card keeps billing. The losses here can be hundreds of dollars before you can finally either get the credit card company to help you or the card gets shut down or whatever. So anybody who's fallen for this, by the way, I would highly suggest that you report this to the Federal Trade Commission. The feds are trying to work on these things. They're trying to bust these people. So the only way they can know is to find out these things. Go to FTC.gov, Federal Trade Commission, FTC.gov, and file a complaint and let them know about that. They may not be able to get your money back, but they certainly can try to go after these people and shut them down.
Boy, it's just getting harder and harder, you know, to get away from this stuff. I mean, they just keep these scammers just keep getting more sophisticated and doing more things to fool us. It's so crazy.
And they're obviously making huge amounts of money. There's just absolutely no question about that. And if you go to my website, by the way, the story is right there on the top, and you can actually see, because I cut and paste, I took screenshots, and I'll show you what these fake ads look like. And if you were to look at it, it looks anything like you would expect to see if you went to that regular website. And then I sort of follow through and show you all the other things that they do and the fake ads and all that kind of stuff. But you can't believe everything you see on the web. Everything can be copied and faked. You just got to be really, really careful and use that skeptical button in your brain and ask, could this possibly be true?
Got it. Okay. And you can get all that information and see these examples at consumerman.com. So check out consumerman.com. All right. Herb, hang on, okay?
Yep. You got it.
All right. Herb Weisbaum is with us. He's here once a month, and he's great. I learn something new every single time I have Herb on, and he is here to help you out if you've got some consumer questions or worries. 312-981-7200. And we'll get back to Herb after the news, which is up after this. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. as we are every weekday morning. It's Friday, everybody. We made it to Friday through the snow and everything. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran has your morning drive at 6. It is November is Peanut Butter Lovers Month. So we'll talk about peanut butter. It's also National Authors Day today. So we're going to talk about some books that everybody should read. New Terminator movie comes out this weekend, so we're going to rank all of that, all of the Terminator franchise. And Seinfeld has some cultural references that need to be explained to younger people, and we will do that this morning. And on top of that, all of our Friday features will begin at 4 a.m. Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. Right now, though, we are visited by our good buddy, Herb Weisbaum. He's a consumer reporter for KOMO and NBC News, and you can check out his website, consumerman.com. He helps us out and gives us some advice on how to survive from these consumer scams and keeps up to date on all the consumer news. If you have a question or a concern, Herb is here to help. So text those questions in or call those questions in right now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's welcome Herb back to the show. Herb, welcome back.
Thank you. By the way, did I ever mention to you how much I hate Pink Floyd money?
Well, that's...
I hate that song. Thomas... I was a disc jockey. I had to play it. And the only good thing about it was long, so you could go to the bathroom.
Right.
And, you know, we had that, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and Apple Pie. And, you know, you could go to the bathroom one of those songs. But I wanted to share that with you because we're good friends, and I just had to play that.
I will make sure to never, ever, ever play it for you again, Herb. I promise.
Yeah, you always knew when a DJ had to go to the bathroom when a long song came on. Like, you know, let's play Stairway. Right. Stairway to Heaven. All right, I'll see you in I'll see you in about 7.5 minutes.
I was on another radio station over the weekend, and it was the story about that we were just talking about, with the fake ads. And I said, don't play money. What should I play? I said, play The Great Pretender. You know, just mix it up a little bit.
All right, Tom's taking notes right now, Herb.
Okay,
well, let's get to some more of the stories that you've been talking about. These travel websites that say there are only one room left, is that true? And, you know, I'm trying to remember what the name of the website is where they actually have a commercial where the guy said, hey, I got the last room, and then another guy says they're at the buffet. Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah, and they're at like the free buffet, and they're talking about how like almost everybody in the room thought they had the last room. What's going on there?
Right. It's funny because I talked about that in my story. So a very reputable and good consumer organization called checkbook.org, they're an independent nonprofit group in Washington, D.C., decided to take a look at all these hotel booking sites. I don't know if you realize this, and we'll get to that in a minute, but most of these sites are owned by two companies. We think they're all these many sites. It's basically Expedia Group and Booking, which owns Priceline and a couple others. So those are the two companies that own everything, basically any giant website you're going to in the travel industry. There's not the competition you really think there is out there.
Oh, okay.
Expedia, of course, is located here where I live. So what they decided to do is they wanted to find out, you know, if you go to these sites, you'll see all the time, and I tried it out for myself, it always says, you know, there's with the listing, it always says, like, only two rooms left, only one room left. You know, nine other people booked this room within the last 36 minutes, only two left, that kind of thing. So what they did is they checked these. They went for a number of different cities for several weeks, eight different online travel agencies, and they repeated these three times over a three-week period. And what they found was that in many cases, I'll read you the quote, almost all these warnings about low availability, about scarcity of rooms, are completely misleading and dishonest. There is usually still plenty of rooms left. That is according to Kevin Brassler, the executive editor of Checkbook. Quote again, it is just the way they're trying to get you to buy now and not think about it too much. So and based on their research, Checkbook found that Agoda, Booking.com, Expedia, Hotels.com, Hotwire, Orbitz, and Priceline all use the scarcity marketing technique.
Wow.
And what's going on here is they found out that sometimes they're doing a very obscure room type with low industry. So while they'll say there's only one of this room left, and that technically may be true, Checkbook says that they cherry-pick the rooms available at the hotel. So, for instance, it might be, yes, there's only one room that's a handicapped accessible junior queen suite with a breakfast that overlooks the park, whatever. While there are still many, many other rooms at that hotel at a similar price, or sometimes they'll say there's only one room left at $300, but you go and click on through, and Checkbook found, and again, they did this over and over again over the course of 3 weeks, they found, yeah, there was only one room at $300, but there were one room at $301, a whole bunch of rooms at $301, and some at $302.
Wow.
cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
So, you know, I'll leave that up to the audience to decide whether that's misleading or deceptive. The companies say it's not. They just say they're trying to help the traveler know what's going on, and they don't believe it's misleading in any way. But this is the kind of thing that's going on, and the reason they did this is because they say that the intent is to trick you and be dishonest about what's going on. If there's only one room left, there should only be one room left, not only one room of that type, which they don't really clarify that that's what's only left. So I think that's a very important thing for people to know if they're using these travel websites, which for leisure travel, that's a growing way. Corporate travel, people still use travel desks a lot, but for leisure travel, a good deal of us are now using these booking sites to get our hotel.
Yeah, wow. You do mention the Trivago commercial in the piece that you wrote. I think that's a pretty great commercial. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's interesting because Trivago is owned by Expedia Group, which has the other sites to do the same thing that they're saying they shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And I asked Expedia about that, and basically the comment was, you know, each one of our divisions does whatever they want to do that they think is the best marketing for them. But I think it's a little bit puts a smile on my face that Trivago is warning you about a practice that the other sites in this group do. And the reason why Trivago can say that is because Trivago is an aggregator. They don't show you the listings. You go to listings on the other sites that do give you the limited number of rooms available.
Right.
So that's sort of a, you know, we figure that out. So, and I want to run down the ownership because I think that's important. So
please.
Two companies I told you about, Expedia Group owns Hotels.com, Hotwire, Orbitz, Travelocity, and Expedia. And Booking Holdings owns Agoda and Priceline.com. So those are all the really big ones. And some of the other ones like Kayak and that sort of thing, they're aggregators. They just, you know, put those kind of things on. Again, they just, here's the quote. I want to give you the quotes to be fair. Here's what Expedia Group said in a statement. Quote, "We believe the language used is clear and is not misleading. Room inventory on Expedia Group sites is controlled by the lodging partner. Messaging on Expedia Group sites about the availability at the property is based on the number of rooms available on our sites at the price displayed." And Priceline said, quote, "Travel sites present accurate real-time data showing how many options remain for the travel for the specific room the travelers are considering. If they choose to look at a different room, we'll show them how many remain for that room as well." The Priceline statement noted that the authors of the checkbook study did specifically say within the study that the data presented on the available rooms is based on room type rather than the entire hotel. I'm not sure people, when they go on and see that, are clear that that's what is the warning is about. So if now you all know. If they don't mind you knowing that, now you all know that's not necessarily how many rooms are left at the inn, but how many of that specific room is there. And click through, and maybe you'll see something else.
The checkbook report went to Priceline. They went to Expedia. They went to Agoda. And to test this thing out, to find out what's going on. Yeah,
Priceline. They found that Priceline. They looked for a room in Minneapolis, and they were told there was only one room left. And they found 23. They found only. They said there was only one room left for the 23 of the first 25 properties they were shown. But when they clicked through that ad, they found many rooms were still available at the same price. And at the Radisson Red, where they got the same kind of thing, there were dozens of rooms available, not one. So the point is, the limitation may not be really what you think. And let me give you a tip. I talked to a number of travel experts, and I said, "So how do we deal with this?" And here's what they said: if the site has a refundable room, then there's no harm, no foul in booking the room and then checking around and looking if there's a better room anywhere. You go to the hotel website, go to another website, see if there's a better price available. I mean, the whole idea of this limitation is to get you to book right now to not stop and think in comparison shop. If the room is non-refundable, then you should think twice. You should look around before you pull the trigger because odds are you might find a better deal or a similar deal. You know, I book through the hotel because I want all the points and the perks that I get from being a frequent traveler to these hotels.
Sure.
Which in many cases you will not get if you go through the booking site. And to me, getting upgraded to the level or getting the points or whatever I need, you know, depending on what the rules are for every hotel. So, and almost always they are very close, if not the same as what the booking sites are, because I did a story a couple of months ago that you and I talked about again with Checkbook, that many of these places assign deals that say they won't undercut the hotel. So you might get a better deal if you do the hotel and a rental car and the airfare, but if you're just booking a hotel, you may get the exact same deal and maybe even a couple of perks if you book through the hotel. So just to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I don't travel very often, Herb, at all, really, but whenever I do need a hotel room, I go directly to the hotel to book.
Right. Yeah. So There you have it. So just be careful about that stuff. You know, don't let them press you to doing something you don't really feel like you want to do, especially if that room is non-refundable.
I expect, you know, when we were talking here about this, I find the whole thing about, well, there's only one room that's available for $300, but like you said, 301, 302, a ton of those are available. That's kind of underhanded, obviously.
I mean, they say it's okay. I think you have to look at intent. You know, I think that's what you have to look at.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Herb, hang on, okay?
Got it. We'll be right back.
Okay, man. Once a radio guy, always a radio guy, huh?
Just wait till you see how pissed he's going to be when I play Pink Floyd again.
Ah, there we go. All right. Let's take a break here. Herb Weisbaum is here. If you have any concerns or questions or you need some help for any consumer-related issues, you don't want to be scammed, you want to be smart about your money, you need some advice, Herb is here. 312-981-7200. Talk or text 312-981-7200. More with Herb after we take a break here on 720 WGN. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It is a Friday morning, and we're here till 5 a.m. We got all the regular Friday features coming up straight out of context. Nick D Show Spy, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. And we're also going to talk about some cultural references that need to be explained to younger people from Seinfeld. We're going to rank the Terminator franchise, and we'll talk about peanut butter and more. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us, and that's also the number to call or to text your questions for Herb Weisbaum. Herb is a consumer reporter for NBC News. You can follow, you can check him out at The Consumer Man on Twitter and check out consumerman.com. Herb, how do you feel about Dire Straits?
That's at least it mixed it up a little bit. So thank you, Thomas. Are you going to talk about shrinkage? By the way,
I think shrinkage might. I was in the pool.
Man,
I love that. I love that show so much. We are definitely
absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Herb. Well, welcome back, and we have a text that just came in here, and it says,
"Sure."
My 16-year-old is going to Italy for a school trip. What's the best way for her to take spending money?
The best way is probably if you can get a credit card and use the credit card. If they don't already have a credit card because they're 16, you can make them an authorized user on your credit card. That means you control everything. But they will have – it actually starts, as we've talked before, it actually starts their own credit file for them at this young age. And what it means is that, you know, a debit card, if there's a problem, there's all kinds of fraud problems. Probably the most secure thing is a credit card. I try to get either a Visa or MasterCard. American Express is not always accepted at every single place.
Right.
And the great thing about that is that what you need to make sure you tell them is, and by the way, I would take some cash before you leave at the airport, get some cash, so get some liras or whatever, because if they need to use a taxi cab or do something like that. But I just came back from Europe, and in many cases, you could actually use your credit card for the cabs. I mean, everybody takes credit cards right
now.
So, but you got to remind them that if they volunteer, which may seem like a nice thing to do, would you like that in U.S. dollars, or would you like me to do the conversion for you? So in that case, you know, you want it in lira or whatever. No. I don't want you converted. I want it in the local currency of that country, because they will give you a bad rate for the conversion. You'll get the best rate through your bank. So charge it in the currency of the country. Don't let them say, well, we'll do the conversion for you.
Oh, okay.
And then Visa, MasterCard, your bank, whatever, will do the conversion for you, and you'll get the best rate that way. So that's what I would suggest is a good way to do it. I mean, people just don't even, you know, traveler's checks are good, but most people don't use that anymore. So go with some currency. Teach them that they put the, when they get to the hotel, put that money in the safety deposit box. You know, carry some with them.
Right.
Put the rest in the safety deposit box, and then maybe get them a credit card that's attached to your account by making them an authorized user.
Okay. Well, you know, that's an interesting, it's nice timing for that text to come in, because it segues right into a piece that you wrote about teen debit cards.
Yeah, we did a story last time about getting credit cards for teenagers, and that what I talked about, an authorized user, which has the benefit of they start building up a credit history, et cetera. But some people pushed back and said, well, they're too young. That's not, we're not time for that. What do we do? So basically the answer is you might want to start them with a debit card specifically designed for teens or tweens. It's a great way to give them allowance money. You know, the kids are in the digital world. You put a couple of bucks in an envelope, huh? What do I do with that? But if you give them something digitally that they can use because they're shopping online like the rest of us,
yeah,
that you know, shows that the parents are hip and happen to know what's going on. And you could do a traditional debit card just at your bank, which would work just fine. But what we focused on in this story are a bunch of kid-friendly cards from companies with names like Greenlight, FamZoo, Current, and GoHenry. They put the parents in control but give the child enough freedom to learn financial responsibility and money management skills. They can't get into serious problems as they could with a credit card. So that gets around this objection of letting them get into debt with a credit card. They can only spend what money is loaded onto these cards, so there's never an overdraft. And I got a comment from Liz Weston. She's a personal finance columnist at NerdWallet for the story, and I think she made a very good point. Liz said, your kid is going to be using plastic eventually, so getting them started on using a debit card while they're still under your roof is a really good idea. She got her kid one. She said it's sort of like providing them with training wheels for learning financial transactions and how they work without getting into serious trouble. I think that's a really good point why parents might want to consider that. I mean, some of these are even for little younger kids and tweens. But clearly, the parent is totally in control. They have app-based features, all of them basically, and they vary from one to one, and they all have a monthly fee or a yearly fee. So it's a reasonable fee. But they all do a couple of things. You can load money at any time from anywhere. You can limit how much can be spent and where it can be spent. You can decide if the card can be used to withdraw money in an ATM or not. You can turn off the card if you need to. For instance, they lose the card. You can make automatic allowance payments, and you can monitor every single one of the transactions. So it totally puts the parent in control of this entire thing.
Oh, wow. That's really great. And you know what? I mean, I think it is a good idea, you know, that younger teenagers learn about, you know, the world of money at an early age, you know. We never had that. I never had that possibility when I was growing up.
Yeah, and it doesn't work by itself. All the personal financial experts I spoke to said it's a tool for you, the parent, to work with your kids. So this has to spur a conversation. Okay, I just paid your allowance. Do you want to spend it now? Do you want to save up a little more? And, you know, instead of buying the MP3 downloads you want to get, would you like to save up for a skateboard? Or you can teach them the value of money. And there's one card that I feature in this story I did called the Greenlight card.
Right,
getting
right.
A lot of buzz. Because it's backed by Ally Financial, SunTrust, and Amazon, and it's got a lot of controls, I think, more than any other card out there. Just a couple of them that I'll point out is that it does allow for an automated allowance. You can actually set up chores, and once the chore is done, it'll pay your kid. Instant money transfers, wherever you are, the parent, you tap, you can send money. You don't have to go to the bank and put in a check or anything like that. But here's the cool feature, parent-paid interest. You can say to your kid, if you save money, I will pay you interest at whatever interest rate you decide. And the average rate parents are paying the kids right now is 18% to teach you the value of compound interest and how you save and wait a little bit to purchase and your money makes money for you. Parents, you got to tell them you're not going to get 18% in the real world.
Right.
But it is a way, it is a way to teach that concept. And of course, when you use the app, the parent gets one experience and the kid gets the other experience. So that's really kind of cool. And again, there's a lot of limitations. You can actually set what stores this card can be used at and how much money they can put at the cards. Certain categories are blocked, like wire transfers or money orders or lottery ticket purchases. And the card cannot be used to get cash back from a purchase, which means they can't get around your parental controls by going to store, buying something, and getting a whole bunch of cash back. So these cards put you in a lot of control, and it's just something that you might think about. Again, they do have some fees. I don't think they're anything horrendous, you know, $36 or whatever dollars a year in some cases, or a little bit more. But I think, you know, the people I talked to said it certainly could be worth the money you invest if you use these wisely and use them to teach your kids. The fees range from $36 to $72 a year, which is not that horrendous considering how much we spend on other things.
That's true. That's true. And the Greenlight card is the one that you focus on in the piece.
Yeah, and again, all the links and the pros and cons and everything are in this article on consumerman.com if you want to read about it. And I know we're running out of time, and may I indulge to ask you, ask something from your audience in the great Chicagoland area?
Sure.
I am writing a story, and I'm looking for somebody who will talk to me. We'll talk about this next month. I'm doing a story on the problems people have when they lend money to family or friends.
Oh, boy.
A new survey came out that shows that that's a great way to end a relationship or a friendship. And some of them are like life-ending. If anybody there listening had that experience where you lent some money to a family or friend and it did not go well, could you email me at herb@consumerman.com? I'd love to talk to you. I will protect your identity, but I'm just looking to hear more than from the experts, from a real expert, somebody who had it happen to them.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to you. I need to talk to you in the next week.
Okay.
herb@consumerman.com. And you and I will talk about that next month.
Yeah, that's a great topic to write about, Herb. And I bet you get a ton of stories from people. I bet everybody listening has a story about lending money to a friend or a family member and how that went. That's herb@consumerman.com. herb@consumerman.com. Yep. Contact Herb, and you can be a part of the story. So there you go. That's going to be a fun thing to talk
about.
Thanks
for letting me do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. Also, there's a story that you can also see that we didn't have time for, but how you can protect yourself from business email scams. That's also on the website. You can read about that, too. But you should subscribe to the newsletter. Go to consumerman.com and check all of that stuff out. Herb, always a pleasure, my friend.
I'll send you an email every week and tell you what I'm doing. So it just keeps you in the loop and proactively you know what's on in between the Nick show.
There you go. And, okay, Herb, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Absolutely. Thanks, Nick.
All right, buddy. Take care. Herb Weisbaum. He'll join us again next month. News is up next.